This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Poll campaigning is in full swing in poll-bound constituencies of the 6th and 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today attacked the BSP and Samajwadi Party in a political rally in Prayagraj district of Uttar Pradesh and said that these parties gave patronage to criminal elements. PM Modi said the mafia was given a free hand in earlier regimes and they used to grab the land of the poor and downtrodden. But after the BJP came to power, now such elements are behind bars. The Prime Minister campaigned for BJP candidates from Prayagraj and Phulpur constituencies. The Prime Minister will reach Varanasi in a short while from now and will interact with more than 25,000 women in his parliamentary constituency today. He will attend the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Mr. Modi will interact with women homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during the program. Women will play every role in this one-hour-long Sammelan, including comparing and other activities. The Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tonight and tomorrow he will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. On the other hand, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath addressed rallies in Balrampur, Siddharthnagar, Sant Kabir Nagar Basti and Azamgarh districts today. He said the double-engine government of the BJP is doing development without any appeasement. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today addressed a political rally in Bhadohi in support of TMC candidate Lalitesh Pati Tripathi. He said the BJP is not going to win even 140 seats in the country. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, while addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur today, alleged that the imprisonment of former Jharkhand CM Hemant Soren is part of a political conspiracy. He said Kalpana Soren, the wife of Hemant Soren, is holding fort and has posed a challenge to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that Hemant Soren is the biggest leader belonging to the tribal community in the country. He said JMM Patriarch Shibu Soren had fought hard to make Jharkhand a separate state. Jamshedpur will vote in the sixth phase of polling in the country on the 25th of May. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till the 31st of May in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy scam. The matter will now be heard on the 31st of this month. Sisodia has been in judicial custody since February the 26th last year after he was arrested by the CBI. Later he was arrested by the ED. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today visited the Embassy of Iran in New Delhi to convey India's deepest condolences on the tragic death of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they will always be remembered as friends of India who contributed immensely to the growth of the India-Iran relationship. He said the government of India stands in solidarity with the people of Iran at this very difficult time. The national flag is flying at half-mast throughout the country as one-day state mourning is being observed today as a mark of respect on the demise of the Iranian president and foreign minister. The president of Iran and foreign minister were killed in a helicopter crash. National capital Delhi's peak power demand today reached an all-time high amid the intense summer heat. The state load dispatch centre in Delhi said in the afternoon the peak demand of the city reached 7,717 megawatts, breaking all previous records. Previously, the all-time high peak power demand was recorded at 7,695 megawatts in June 2022. Delhi is reeling under intense heat with a steady rise in temperature. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heat wave over the next 4 days. The IMD has predicted very heavy rain in Kerala for the next 5 days. Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts will remain under red alert tomorrow, while Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha, Kottayam, Ernakulam, Thrissur, Palakkad and Malappuram districts will be under orange alert. The state witnessed intense rain today with 8 districts under orange alert and the remaining under yellow alert. The star Indian men's badminton duo of Sattvik Sairaj Janki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have regained their top spot in the latest Badminton World Federation rankings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.